We hope everybody's okay. Shouldn't joke about a disaster like that. A lashing ashore. Problem is, Miami is such a beautiful spot ordinarily. Miami really is. Everybody bashes Miami, but it's great. All the divergent cultures makes for a really wild and wonderful city. Where else can you go and have a big bowl of frijoles negros and then you can stumble the beach, have some crab claws? Huh? The neighborhood's the sense. It's wonderful. Or just lie there. Taking a snooze on the beach. The problem is people plan all year long to go down to Miami. And they intended to be dripping crab claws and drawn butter. Instead, they're taking massives in a bucket in the high school gymnasium. Which is kind of grim. Because I was down there with my funny little honey one time. And they put out this little note. Yeah, well, we're in the hotel room, and the damn thing is, before a hurricane hits, it's very calm. Looks normal. Sun's out. Like, up to 5-6 hours away. Looks like a normal day. And then you hear, "Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Miami-Dade Police Force. Evacuation is mandatory. Please proceed to the green buses in front of the hotel. Evacuation is mandatory. Take only your toothbrushes.
Atención, damas y caballeros. Evacuación es necesitamos ir inmediatamente. Hay una tempesta grande."
And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? Next thing I know, the porter's at the door. Ready to schlep our damn bags. Wait a minute, we're paying $242 a night at the Fontainebleau. You're sending us to a high school gymnasium because of a storm?
Bad.
I know it's a bad storm.
Bad.
I know it's a bad storm, I did.
You ain't never done a wreck before.
Anyway, we get to the damn shelter area, and already the storm's kicking up. They send us into a high school gym. Just picture this. There's a high school gym with 300 cots in there. You can't walk without hitting a cot. And everybody's got like a divergent music playing on his boombox. And I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be a brutal vacation. They even, the street people that normally live under the bridges and stuff, they're staggering around.
I'm the creature from outer space.
Honey, I feel funny undressing here.
Hey, you see, one semi-naked disc jockey, you've seen them all.
Oh, my God, thanks, yeah. So there we were, in the gymnasium, listening to the sound of the wind whipping, huddled, using a bucket as a community facility, passing it around and it would slop over the sides. Idiot! Idiot! But I did meet some nice people, met the Feldsteins, a couple old geezers that evacuated out of Miami Beach. Turned out their doctor, in order to help out their sex life, had suggested she take massive amounts of vitamin E and he take massive doses of iron. She said, didn't work out too well. Whenever I'm ready, he's too rusty.
No more stinking Monday. It's Studio Audience Monday.